Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Real estate is one of the most stable investments that you can make in a recession, and it can be an invaluable tool for protecting your money against the effects of a weakened economy. In this video, we're going to explore why real estate is the best way to protect your money during a recession and how it can help you actually weather this storm. And it's coming. It's going to be a big storm. Hello, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. We help thousands of clients over the past few years buy their first fully done for you rental real estate in some of the best rental markets in the country. You can check out the links in the description below if that sounds like something you might be interested in. So let's dive into this, why real estate investing really is a recession-resistant and even recession-proof investment. First, let's look at why real estate is a wise choice when it comes to economic downturns. First of all, real estate has historically been less volatile than stocks and bonds and other investments during recessions. This means that if the stock market is falling, like it did this week once again, this volatility continues and other investments continue to falter during a recession, real estate tends to remain steady or even increase in value during a recession. We're going to go through exactly why that is, but just put a pin in that for a moment. Another advantage of investing in real estate during recessions is that it can provide cash flow and income regardless of what's going on in the stock market or the global economy. Tenants will still need somewhere to live, and businesses will still need storefronts to do their work, which both create rental income for the property owners. So even if markets are down, renting out an apartment, a building, or a commercial space would be a great way to provide that much-needed cash flow during financial tough times. In addition, it provides steady returns. You know, investing in real estate also comes with some huge tax benefits as well. And we have full video playlists here on the channel for you to dive more deeply into the tax benefits of real estate investing. So I'm not going to go too deeply into it now, but just to know that no other investment out there, nothing, even comes close to what real estate can do. Real estate investments are subject to depreciation, and you get those deductions, which reduce your overall taxes owed each year. And if you decide to actually sell your investment property, any profit from the sale would be subject to a lower capital gains tax rate than regular income tax rates. And then, of course, don't even get me started on the benefits of using a 1031 exchange. So if you wanted to sell that piece of real estate, instead of paying the capital gains taxes, I could actually basically trade or exchange this property for a like-kind property that's better. Let me give you an example of how this works. Let's say I've got 5 properties in California that are all incredibly overvalued, overpriced. The rental income is awful, so the return on that investment is not good. California is one of the worst states that you could possibly invest. So let's say I took those 5 properties and I was going to sell them for a couple of $1 million. Well, instead of paying capital gains on those properties, instead, what I could do is open up a 1031 exchange and be able to exchange, sell those properties and buy, say, 10 or 15 new construction rental properties in other markets, in better markets with much higher returns. And during that window of time, because I filled out the 1031 paperwork, I won't pay any taxes on the sale of those 5 properties in California. You cannot do this with stocks. You can't do this with any other asset class. Real estate is an amazing way to take advantage of the tax code that was written for real estate investors. I mean, almost every member of Congress is a real estate investor. That's why the tax code looks this way. Next, real estate provides tangibility. Unlike any other investment asset class, you can see it, you can touch it, you can actively manage it if you want to, something that other investments simply cannot offer. For some people, they like to be able to see their investments, right? They like to go there and physically see it. I, for one, own rental properties all over the United States that I've never seen. I have a team that manages all of that. I have no desire beyond the walkthrough videos and final construction photos. I don't need to see that, right? I've got appraisals. I've got banks that are actually financing these properties for me, and they're doing the inspections and appraisals and all of those things. I've got a property management team that's handling every piece of this action. I don't need to waste my time. I really don't. But you can, and many people like to do that, right? They like to know that they can physically touch something. And with a stock, all you have is a piece of paper that says you own a share in this particular company. Okay, great. Well, what really is that worth, right? Because if the company does something crazy, this piece of paper that you have is worthless in many ways. But owning a piece of real estate is a tangible asset. The land, this physical structure, all of those things make it a very powerful, powerful investment. This makes owning real estate appealing because you have control over how you use and manage the property. I mean, you might decide that you don't want to keep it as an investment property anymore. You might want to live in the property. We've done that. We had a property in the mountains that we decided to stop renting out, and we wanted to live there because it was on a lake, and we did that. We have total control, and you can too. And you also have the peace of mind that this property can appreciate in value over time. This is another tangible thing, right? Because the market is shifting in a certain way, and we have an unbelievable demand for properties in the United States. And so this property will go up in value. Historically, that's been the case. So now let's go back to that cash flow point that we made earlier. And this is a really important point to make, which is right now in this economy, we need about 3.8 million properties. I've heard even higher, but the new Pew Research data that came out this past week says we need 3.8 million new homes in the United States. I mean, think about how long it takes to build just 10 properties in a subdivision, and we need 3.8 million of them to satisfy the incredible demand for properties and rentals in the United States. That's why the build-to-rent option is becoming so appealing for a lot of the big hedge funds, because they realize to go out and try to find fix-and-flip properties is like finding a needle in the haystack. Most of those properties have been bought up. Very difficult to find that. And so when you can buy a property that's built from the ground up, new construction that's being used as a rental, we have unbelievable demand for this asset, even in a recession. People need a place to live. They can either buy a house or they can rent a house in a recession. Right now, interest rates are high. People are having a much more difficult time getting a mortgage. You have a lot of millennials who have been sitting there waiting, trying to buy their first time home, and they can't because interest rates are high. They just can't afford it. So baby boomers have been swooping in, buying up those properties. And there's this pent-up demand right now for properties. So cash flow will continue in these properties, even in a down economy, because where are they going to live? Now, you do have certain liberal cities that are trying to do more rent control. In Boston, of course, we saw those headlines over the past few weeks where they're attempting to see if they can shift back and forth between rent control. Boston has had a long history of going rent control and not, then going rent control and not. So let Boston be Boston. I would never invest in that city anyway. That's not a state, you know, a liberal blue state that I would invest in. They are typically the worst because they have the most regulations and they make it very difficult for landlords to invest. But forgetting Boston for a minute, the rest of the country and where we actually like to invest in some of the most landlord-friendly states in the country, in Texas and Missouri and other places, you have unbelievable demand. So that once we're done building one of our new construction properties, boom, that property is rented and it's cash flowing. That's why real estate is so powerful in a recession. So now that we understand why investing in real estate during a recession makes sense, let's look at some strategies for making sure that this type of investment works for you. You can take advantage of lower mortgage rates, although that's not necessarily the case right now, and I'll explain. So during times of economic uncertainty, mortgage rates often drop, making borrowing funds cheaper than usual, which could increase potential profits when buying properties or other types of investment properties. So right now, though, we have mortgage rates which are higher because inflation numbers are higher. However, as we head into 2024 and the government begins to print more and more money and help the banks once again, we are going to see interest rates drop as we head into an election cycle. This is cyclical. This is going to happen. And we are waiting because the moment that those mortgage rates start to drop just a little bit, oh my gosh, all bets are off. We are going to see some crazy times because the pent-up demand right now. So just keep an eye on those mortgage rates. And remember, think about the 1980s, you know, 18% mortgage rates. I mean, early 1980s, 18%. So we are actually in kind of a 1990s era mortgage rates, which we had a booming housing market during the 1990s. So our mortgage rates are kind of very similar to what we saw in the 1990s right now. And it's not that bad. I know it seems like a little high, but they might actually be in a good zone where they're going to kind of remain maybe for the next couple of years. So again, these mortgage rates are not 1980s, 18%, and they're also not 2015, 2017, where they're down in the 3% range. I think we're going to be in this range for a while, and now would be still the perfect time to be able to dive in and pick up some properties because some of those prices have also dropped quite a bit. So look for some bargains. That's next on my list here. When times get tough, many people may be forced to sell their homes or their investment properties at discounted prices. You know, sadly, there's people that are losing their jobs right now. There are opportunities out there, and these homes are either going to sit there and be sold to investors like us, or they're going to fall into disrepair. So why would we want that, right? We have an opportunity to find great deals, maybe some diamonds in the rough right now, some slightly cheaper prices. And you know, that's great for buyers looking for deals. All right, next on my list, educate yourself about the different markets out there. While you have this opportunity, as I mentioned earlier, what's the difference between a landlord-friendly and a landlord-unfriendly state, right? What are the regulations in place? So educate yourself on the different markets. Like, for instance, at Morris Invest, where we're building new construction properties with our team, building in West Texas, you know, in Lubbock, Texas, and Odessa, Midland, and Joplin, Missouri, in those areas. And the reason we are is because of the demographic demands for properties. The moment, for instance, in Joplin, we were just having a meeting. Once the properties are done and finished construction, the property management team that we're working with in that market has it lined up for rent immediately. And the same thing in West Texas, right? These properties are such in demand because of the demographic markets where we've decided to build. Do your own due diligence right now. Study the differences between markets. Why are some industrial towns totally collapsing? Because they had one employer that left town and now there's no jobs, right? There's a huge difference in where I invest and build properties and these markets that are kind of falling apart. Stay away from the markets that are falling apart. Do your research on where trends are heading so that you know where investors should be focusing their attention when looking for these properties. Next on my list is diversifying your portfolio. I mean, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Instead, you can spread out your investments in real estate across different types of properties, maybe a duplex, maybe a single family, right? And also certain areas differently. You know, you could pick up a property in Missouri, pick up a property in Texas, investing in Tennessee, these other areas, so that others might go up while some might go down a little bit. We might see some prices going down in certain markets while others are going up. This is going to happen, right, during tougher financial times. So this is a way to protect your portfolio. We always talk about it in terms of stocks, right? Diversifying your portfolio, having some in the oil and gas sector and others in the big tech sector and healthcare and diversifying across these different industries. And the same thing is true of real estate investing. And then next, have an exit plan. You know ahead of time what kind of a return you want from an investment before putting your money into it so that if things start to go south, there's already an actionable plan set up to sell a property or to move money around. So for instance, maybe you've got some commercial investments. Typically, commercial investors will hold on to properties for about 10 years. With residential real estate, I plan to hold my properties till I die. I'm never going to sell those properties. But in a situation where let's say I've got 50 rental properties and one of them is maybe not performing as well as I'd like, and I'm looking at that portfolio, I have an exit plan to, all right, I'm going to sell off the dog in the bunch right now and, you know, have a plan in place to make sure you can put that into motion and sell off that property. It's the same thing like owning gold, right? Think about this, right? You could have gold stored in your home or you could have it stored in a vault in Switzerland or Shanghai or Singapore and these places that they watch it 24/7 with security. And if you want to sell it, it can be sold within a day or two because it's in the facility and their team can handle it. If you hold the gold in your own home, Then you've got to transport it to a place that can actually sell it for you. You've got to transport it, right? You may be not even living in an area that can sell gold, or, you know, so there's all of these things. What is your action plan in order to get out of that particular asset? Overall, investing in real estate can be a great way to protect your money during a recession due to its stability compared to the stock market, the bond market, as well as potential for, you know, creating amazing income through rentals. No matter what's happening with the overall economy, we're seeing that right now. With careful planning and research, there are plenty of opportunities out there, regardless of the market conditions. And always, it's a great time to invest right now. People ask me all the time, is now a good time to invest? The answer is always yes. There's always deals. There's always ways to make it happen. There's always financing options available at your fingertips. And that's the way that we work. We work with over 100 different financial partners and banks that can get financing. So you just make your down payment and they will finance the rest. So you can book a call with our team if you want. We'll have a link in the description below to go to morrisinvest.com if you're interested in more information on that. And also check out all of the other great resources that we have here on the channel. We'll see you next time.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.